What might you say to him to let him know you were happy to see him and say, I'm
Miss Russell? Miss Russell?
Glad to see you.
What about when you see somebody on the street, what might you say to them? Asking about his health, you might say, what?
Ask him how he's doing.
What about if you had a visitor, you know, somebody come to see you and you really enjoyed their visit, what might you say when they're leaving? If you especially want them to come back, you might say,
enjoy your visit, come back.
What about on the 25th of December? What's the first thing you might say to somebody?
Merry Christmas.
You ever hear older people say anything different? Can you recover
that? Yeah, the first thing is say Merry Christmas, and maybe the next thing is we have some eggnog.
Did you ever hear any of them say Christmas gifts?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
What about on January the 1st, what would you say?
New Year's gift. Yeah. Yeah, we used to see who could beat the other and see that.
Is there anything that you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you? Would you ever say I'm much?
Much obliged.
So you might say, well, I've got...
When I used to be in Texas, work in Mexico, we talked Spanish. And I didn't talk anything else, but when I left there, I forgot it.
Oh.
And just once in a while, something would come into my mind. That I used to say. And in Spanish, I'd say, Muchas gracias. That's about it, there's a thing there.
Oh.
Muchas gracias.
That's about the only thing you spoke then over there, was
Spanish. Yeah, I think it was great, especially, you know. And they all talk Spanish, and it's easier for me to talk Spanish than whoever them try to talk English to me.
I guess so,
yeah.
How about expressions you might say, well, I've got to go downtown to do some
trading.
If you bought a gift or something like that, you might say, you know, bought a present, then the storekeeper took some pretty paper and did what to you?
Gift wrapped.
She had to do what to it. She did what to it. She had no good. If you say you sell something for less than you paid for it, say I had to sell it. I'd lose money. Cut the pipe. I'd lose money and cut the pipe. You say you might be shopping, you might say, I sure would like to have it, but it just...
Yeah, I want to say every time I go, on the, you might say the
first of the month is when the bill is
due.
Yeah. Or you might say if you join a club or anything like that, you have to pay your
dues.
If you don't have enough money, you might go to the bank and try to. Like you might say, well, I'd like to loan it to you, but money's kind of
tight. They had a brother-in-law. And coming up, we made payday as long, you know, bring it to mind. So it wasn't necessary too much money by it. And then the brother-in-law bought $600. The time comes. Back. He had the money to pay it back, but he saw what he could use to get it managed. And he went to the banker, which was one of them kind of tight boy kind. He put up like, money's so tight. So on.